Support for KNKX Studio Sessions comes from the Shack Art Center in downtown Everett, featuring art exhibits, live glassblowing, art classes for all ages, and gifts of art by Northwest artists. Open 7 days a week. More information at shack, SCHACK.org.
Great to host a studio session with a Northwest band, but this trio does reflect a global musical perspective. Duende Libre draws from traditional music from around the world, earning a reputation for uplifting, innovative, yet accessible music since forming a little more than a year ago and getting most of their audiences dancing like crazy people. Featuring Alex Chadsey at the keys, Farko Dosimov on electric bass and vocals, Jeff Bongo Bush at the drums. They've just recently released their self-titled debut album, and we are very excited to welcome them live on 88.5 right now. Please welcome Duende Libre.
Thank you.
Duende Libre live on 88.5 KNKX in our studios. That one's called Sinister Minister. It's on their new self-titled debut album. Alex Chadsey at the keyboards, Farko Dosimov at the bass, and Jeff Bush at the drums and percussion. Alex, let's talk a little bit about forming this band. What do you think the origins of the band was for you? Was it the style of music you wanted to play or the guys you ended up playing it with?
Well, first I want to thank you for having us, Abe. I've been a longtime listener and fan of your show and of KNKX, what used to be KPLU. So, you know, I feel like it's partially because of the programming that you guys do that we're here today, because, I mean, I really listen to it every day for, you know, I still do. And anyway, that's one of my influences. So I guess that's partially to answer your question, you know, like good radio helps.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, and then when I moved to Seattle, you know, it's been over 10 years now. Farko and Jeff, were two of the first musicians that I connected with. And we've played a lot of music together over the years in various contexts. So there was, I knew exactly who I wanted, you know, to be in this band. In part because of our shared musical experiences, but also because I know both of these guys are very, you know, open and experienced with playing a lot of different styles of music. Mm-hmm. And I think we all share that sort of vision, you know, so it was just a natural fit.
And I think one of the musical communities that also perhaps led to this band was your work with the Fandango Project. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, so the Seattle Fandango Project is an amazing local community music group. I believe they meet every Saturday, continue to meet every Saturday at Centro de la Raza. And so that was the first time that I'd really seen participatory music in action. And so it's based on a tradition from Veracruz in the southeast of Mexico, the Fandango tradition, where basically like communities get together and they sort of strengthen their communal bonds through music. And the emphasis is on everyone participating. It's more important. It's less of a performance and more of really a participatory experience. And there's some really amazing things that, you know, happen as a result of that. And so the Seattle Fandango Project is sort of carrying on that work, you know, community building, bringing folks together through participatory music making. I'd encourage everybody to check it out. It's a really empowering, very vibrant community.
Now, this is a band that deals with a lot of folk music from around the world, but there's a lot of rhythm involved with Caribbean and Latin and South American and African, and it seems like it all lends itself to a groove. Am I right?
Well, I think you're right. Yeah, and I think, again, you know, going back to Jeff and Farko, you know, I mean, both of these guys just have an amazing, you know, sort of natural sense of groove. Mm. And it really, you know, as you can tell, and you know, and I think we all, one of the things that we all sort of share in common is this, you know, commitment and respect, you know, for music that has a deep groove. And that's also what's attracted to us to these, you know, amazing musical traditions from all over the world.
You've just released your debut album, self-titled Duende Libre. Was that an individual project composing-wise, or was that a collaborative project?
Well, I would say it was definitely a collaborative project. I mean, I wrote all the compositions on the album are ones that I wrote. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I like to say, you know, I write the music, but these guys make it sound good. You know what I mean? it's been very much a collaborative project, and, you know, it wouldn't be possible without their input, without Jeff and Farko's input and contributions. And in fact, one of the songs on the album called Salif, you'll hear, is a good example of how, you know, I brought in this idea, you know, and we recorded it more or less kind of how it was written, although, you know, obviously everything we do is a very much like a collaborative process. But, you know, since we recorded it, it's really evolved in a completely different direction in ways that I never could have expected. And I love that process.
And stay tuned. The most updated version of Salif is coming up a little bit later. But what have you got for us next, Alex?
We're going to play another tune off the new album. This is called Razzle Dazzle.
This is Duende Libre live on 88.5 KNKX. Live on 88.5, Duende Libre in the KNKX studios. This is a band based in Seattle, but with a lot of miles on the odometer. They've done some traveling, and I want to ask them a little bit about how their traveling has affected the music that they play. And let's start with the non-Washington native, Farko Dosimov. Tell us about your travels and the music you've encountered.
Thanks, Abe. I just wanted to say thanks so much first for the radio that you do, the program. I just love the 88.5 every time I drive. I listen to this radio station. And then so I am originally from Central Asia. It's Uzbekistan, and I used to be part of Soviet Union and Tashkent, the capital. And what was the other question?
How did your travels affect, what are the kind of music you encountered?
Well, actually, it's so weird. Being like a 14 to 20 years old, being there, I was like playing a lot of rock and actually music from this side of the world. But I think subconsciously I was kind of influenced by the folk music of Uzbek music, and some were Russian, some Russian folk music too. So there is a lot of like 12/8 time signatures going on. So there's like a lot of cool stuff in the folk music of Uzbekistan. And I guess it's awesome.
Now, I gave you credit as we were starting for vocals. You're not singing on the show today, but you do some vocalizing on the record. Tell us about that.
Yeah, sometimes it kind of actually helps me to get into the zone when I actually try to, when I play, I want to like make sure that whatever I'm playing has meaning to it. And the only way I can kind of connect with that kind of space, it seems like by actually vocalizing whatever I'm trying to do. So if you see me vocalizing, that means like I'm kind of on the way there to get to that space, you know, so I'm trying, yeah.
And up next, from the northern hinterlands in Bellingham, Jeff Bush. Tell us about your travels and how they've affected you musically.
Thank you, Abe, and thanks for being here, everybody. And thanks to the radio station. Growing up in Bellingham, you know, I was fortunate enough to have parents who were very encouraging of my music and encouraged me to play the drums and took me to hear, you know, great musicians like Earth, Wind & Fire and Stevie Wonder when I was a kid. And then I actually studied art in college and was living in the UK and England, and I met a lot of great musicians. There was actually a music college down the street, and so I met musicians from, you know, not only all around England, but from Spain and Cuba and Brazil, and actually played in my first Brazilian percussion ensemble in England. And then when I left there, I went and lived in Brazil for about 7 months. And then when I came back to Seattle, I connected with Jovino Santos and have had a real passion for not only jazz, but Caribbean music. I've played a lot with Julio Jauregui, who's a wonderful pianist, and Carlos Cascante, a wonderful vocalist. Marina Albaro, who's just moved here in recent years, has been teaching me more about the music of Spain. And so I just try and learn from people around me. The Entre Mundos Quartet with Adriana Giordano is another one where I've just gotten to work with people from different countries who've introduced me to music that's not what you'd play in a real book context, you know. So it's been invaluable to have those kinds of connections.
Thanks for being here, Jeff.
And yeah,
Alex, from exotic Everett, Washington, tell us about your travels and the music you've encountered.
I've been very fortunate to do a lot of traveling. Most recently with Clinton Furon, who's a reggae icon, Jamaican reggae icon, who's been based here in the Northwest for many years. And I look at music as sort of the ultimate passport, you know, to see the world. It's an immediate sort of way of connecting with people who maybe you don't understand. You can't speak the language, but, you know, you can connect through music. Mm-hmm. You know, but I also want to just second sort of what Jeff was saying. I mean, I think I've been very lucky, and I've traveled and had a lot of amazing musical experiences abroad, but I think a lot of the music that I've been influenced with from other parts of the world, a lot of it I sort of encountered and studied here in Seattle.
Yeah.
You know, because it is a vibrant music community, and I've met some amazing musicians from all over the world here, and that's had a huge influence on me.
Alex, you've got a terrific trio here working with these two guys in Duende Libre, but these are very talented and popular musicians who are working in a lot of other groups around town. Tell us about the challenges of working with popular musicians.
Oh yeah, where do I start? yeah, no, well, you know, I of course, you know, you can see why they're popular. Mm-hmm. yeah, you know, it's as a musician, it's always sort of a juggling act, but you know, I really appreciate everything these guys put in, and you know, and you know, I think it all just comes, like so much else in life, it just comes down to communication, you know.
We've got Duende Libre live in the studios on 88.5 KNKX. Their new album, their self-titled debut, is out now. Check out duendelibre.com for more info on upcoming shows and how to get a copy of the CD. And now let's hear Salif from Duende Libre live on 88.5. Thank you.
Thank you.